Joan Mortensen shows me around her coffee park home, now nearly rebuilt. Her entire street is a construction zone, the houses at various stages in the process. We look out her new kitchen windows past a charred redwood tree. On the street next to hers, the houses didn't burn. She tells me that her house nearly didn't either. That's as much as she wants to say about the night of the fire. The rest is too painful.
This was my first house, and this house was really important to me because I bought it soon after I got divorced. It really meant a lot to me in terms of my independence, and I loved this house.
Mortensen always knew she would rebuild the house. Only her opinions about how she would do it have changed.
The dream has really changed a little bit. It's not exactly the way it was, and that's a good thing.
There are more windows now, an added laundry room, and it's a cheery yellow instead of gray. Just a few streets over from Mortensen, Jim and Joy Neal moved back into their new home on February 13th. Jim says the move-in date was a Valentine's present for his wife, Joy. They were offered a good amount of money for the property. Jim says he was tempted at first, but just couldn't.
I just don't like the idea the fire might have burned me out, but I want to say I came back and came back better than I was. That's kind of a matter of personal pride and not giving up.
State data shows over 2,000 people left Sonoma County between 2017 and 2018, largely due to the wildfires. The county lost more people that year than any other county in the state. The Neal's neighbors moved to Arizona not long after the fires, and their lot is overgrown with weeds. But Neal says he and his wife are now much closer with the neighbors who did decide to rebuild.
We lost everything in 30 minutes. That is a tremendously emotional experience. We'd come here and just break down and cry, and we all did that.
Of the 3,000 homes in Santa Rosa that were destroyed in the Tubbs Fire, the city says about 1,000 are currently under construction, and around 250 have been finished. But homeowners aren't the only ones waiting anxiously to return to the neighborhood. About 40% of residents in Coffee Park were renters. Jeff O'Krepke is the former president of the neighborhood group Coffee Strong. He and his family lost their rental in the fire and dream of returning to the area one day.
We really do want to get back in there. The underlying reason for all that is the culture of the neighborhood. It was a very middle-class, blue-collar kind of a neighborhood that, you know, it had wide streets. It had kids playing in it. There's people from all walks of life. There were renters, homeowners, teachers.
I asked when he thought they would come back.
Most of the people moved away. They moved to other places where they could find housing, Petaluma, Roanoke Park, other parts of Santa Rosa. And unless there is a rental to come back to that is more reasonable in rent, then there's no reason to take on the task of moving, which is a very stressful process for people.
It's too soon to say how the character of Coffee Park will change once construction in the neighborhood is finished. Now that the homes are all brand new and the rental market is tighter, it's possible that those who used to rent there won't be able to afford it. But O'Krepke is optimistic that he and his family will return, just not as renters.
We do have some money from our insurance that we could use for a down payment, which we didn't have before. So let's try to find a scenario where we can get something for ourselves and some permanent long-term housing where we could actually build equity and wealth for our family and have it be stable for our children.
I'm Adia White for KRCB's North Bay Report.